he who finally kills you one day also. And how does he do so? By simply turning his face away. Now we come to this energy equation. Now out here, do you realize the importance of energy? If we have right amount of energy, and so long as we have the right amount of energy and are able to make these energies work in our solid, in our liquid, and in our gaseous system and properly balanced, we cannot die. So how does death happen? Death happens if there is a blockage to these energy flows. If energy, if Mars says, enough, Saturn, you old fellow, you have taxed, you have taken too much of. Nothing doing, I'm not giving you anymore. So, if there is no energy in the air, it will stop flowing in and out, and you die. Like that, any energy depletion can cause death. There are 11 such combinations. There are 11 such methods by which death can occur. And they are called the Ekadash Rudra. I will leave it here. I am not going too much into depth now. But know that there are 11 Rudras, and they are the ones who make you weep. So how many have we done till now? We have got the 8 Vasavas, the Devas. How many Devas have we covered? 8 Vasava. We have covered the 11 Rudras, those who give death. Now, a simple mathematical equation. How much? The moon is always running after the sun. From here you realize one thing. The moon is the mother. She is always running after the sun, the father. Just need little more money to handle the house expenses. Just a little more. Mercury has just increased demand from 50 to 70. Venus needs about just 10 more. And Saturn, the old one, also requires a little more. That little bit more incremental energy required every now and then or every month, if whatever you say, comes from the sun. And how is the moon doing this? It meets the sun. See, let's say I need some money from Narasimha. If I'm unable to meet him, how do I take the money from him? I can do it through somebody. But I need to contact with him. Let's say there is a world in which there is nobody else. Only he and I are there. And I need the money from him. So I need to contact him. Unless I contact him, I can't take the money from him. In the same way, the energy the moon cannot take from the sun unless it contacts the sun. What is contact? Contact has got different meanings. But a basic, the first, what I call the rudimentary contact, is the conjunction of the two planets. Okay? The conjunction of the two planets is what is called the material energies, receipt of the material energies. The opposition of the two planets is receipt of the spiritual energies. Satya Narayana Vrata. The opposition of the sun and the moon, the spiritual energies are coming. So the moon can take, the mind can take energies from the sun when it is in a quadrant from the sun. And these energies are maximum when the moon is either in contact, direct contact, exact conjunction, a new moon, or exact opposition, a full moon. Now, why is it so? I asked you always three questions. Why, when, how? Why does this happen? Anybody, any guesses? Go on.
They have full sight, full vision.
Yeah. They are in contact, like you and I are sitting in this room and we are talking. I can see you, you are seeing me, I can ask you this thing, we can sort out our things and then finally you can give me some money. Right? That way, when they are looking at each other, they are talking. When they are next to each other, they are talking the side, you know. But they are far away from, when the angles are not right, it's just not right. It's not the right time, not the right moment. Clear? That is what happens in the physical world. Now, why would I agree with this so easily? I can't see it happening. What impact does this have on the physical world? The tides in the sea. Those of you who are from the sea, people from Ireland over there, they are from the sea. They know the tides are highest when the sun and moon are together. The energies. There's a sun moving out there, there's a moon moving out there, but it is causing a tide in the sea. And this tide in the sea is the highest level at new moon. So that knowledge was put to astrological use. There is a tide in the affairs of men, taken on the ebb. It leads to fortune, missed, and the whole journey of life is meaningless. Shakespeare. Right? This tide, the conjunction of the moon, sun and moon, two consecutive conjunctions, how long does it take? From the time the mother took money last, to the time when the mother will take money next time, what is the time gap? 29.5 days. So, between two such conjunctions, the time is 29.5 days. So the people of the world decided. Since the sun and moon, since the money, moon is able to take the money from the sun in every 29.5 days, we round it off to 30 days. We need full days to make any calendar. So we round it off to 30 days. And in one day, the sun moves how many degrees? 1 degree. Everybody agrees on that. So in 30 days, how many degrees does the sun move? 30 degrees. So the sun moves 30 degrees in 30 days. And why are we interested in this? Because we need to know after how long will my spouse again ask me for money. For that energy. That is 1 month. So if 30 days is 1 month, or 30 degrees is 1 month, in 360 degrees of the zodiac, how many such conjunctions will take place? 12 approximations, or 12, approximately 12 conjunctions. Or 12 months in a year. These 12 months were defined as the sun signs. Why? What is a sun sign? Why is it called a sun sign? Why not a meeting sign? Because the sun was given importance. It is he who gave the money. He who gives is the giver, is God. So here the sun was giving, the moon would come into contact with the sun would give out those energies. And that would happen, would take a peak at a particular date. That peak to another peak is 30 days or 30 degrees. And in 360 degrees I have only 12 such peaks. So I can only have 12 signs.